Hello, everybody. My name is Salda. I'm from Atatürk University, Turkey. I'm the last speaker, so I will try to make it quick to all of us make free. So I'm going to talk about the influence of saline water irrigation on cilantro under drought stress. In the countries like Turkey or Mediterranean countries or some part of the USA like California, farmers are struggling from the water quality or quantity, like amount of water for using the plant production. So they have three different options. Let's say they can apply insufficient fresh water and causing water stress, or applying saline water causing salt stress, or applying some combination of them and minimizing saline water application but causing combined water and salt stress together. So a comprehensive approach to manage drought and salinity is to evaluate the impact of water stress and salt stress individually and then examine their interactions on the plant production, how they work together as a combined, under combined stress conditions. Cilantro is a medicinal and aromatic plant that is widely used around the world. It's not really common in Turkey. Some parts use it using preparation of some soap, but not like in North America, we don't put it in the salads. I don't know why it's ignored, but there is no much data about the results of abiotic stress, like no drought tolerance and then no salt tolerance level as indicated earlier much. There's a couple citation. So we try to understand like how the plant reacts under different abiotic stress conditions. For this AM an experiment, we conduct an experiment from July 27 to September 10 in 2016. And our objective was to quantify salinity and water stress responses and their interactive effects of drought and salinity on growth and gas exchange parameters. Actually, we have checked some other data, antioxidant enzyme and other outputs from this experiment, but the data was not analyzed yet, so I'm gonna not talk about this all. And as a material, we use seeds from cultivar Aslan from Turkey, and we plant the seeds in 2-liter plastic pots, and the pots were filled with mix of loamy soil peat and sand with volume ratio of 2:1:1. And the water content of the growing media was measured before each irrigation event to understand like how much water used in the pot. We use portable wet tool sensor for this. And we measure the applied water amount for each irrigation for each treatment to calculate irrigation water use efficiency. We use four different salinity levels. One is control, the other has 50, 75, and 100% millimolar sodium chloride. And we have three levels of drought. One is the control, full irrigation. We give all the amount of water to reach back to the container capacity. The rest is the 40 and 80% of this water. And we use SPSS for statistical analysis. And I use Duncan multiple range tests to see the differences. We measure soil water content with this wet tool sensor before each treatment, before each irrigation. And we measure total amount of water. Gas exchange parameters were measured by Likert 6400. And we measure also plant growth parameters, such as fresh and dry weight, shoot height, and plant diameter. This is the graph. Let me see if I can use the mouse. Yeah. So this is the graph of irrigation water use per SBIN liter for each treatment. This is the highest on the top. You can see this is the control treatment, so no water stress, no drought, no salinity stress. And the bottom, you see the highest salinity stress with highest drought stress. As you all know, salinity makes difference on the water consumption of the plant. So when this water is saline, plant tend to use less water. So this is the fresh weight results as a kilogram per square meter. As you can see here, this is here is the control. No water stress, no salinity stress. So this is the draw. There is no draw stress here. Control treatment, those are the salinity. And this is the first level mild draw stress. And this is the severe draw stress. So here we have the highest yield as expected. When we use the saline water, highest saline water caused a 45% decrease in yield. And only drought stress, no salinity stress is here. Only saline stress caused 30% yield decrease of in cilantro. So when you see both together here, highest salinity stress and severe drought stress cause almost 70% decrease on yield. So this is kind of important because these stress factors, when they come together, in general, the dominant one affects the dominant one that causes most of the yield decrease. But here you can see when they come together, the effect is additive, like they affect at the same ratio. And from these values, I try to draw the graph of plant salt tolerance, cilantro salt tolerance curve. Normally, this is available for almost each crop, but for cilantro, I haven't found it even in the salinity lab results. This Shannon and Grieve used to have all of the salt tolerance curves of the plants, but they only have this germination data, and those are the dots from our experiment. And these guys, already I found this online, and they mentioned that their threshold was around 4.2 decimens per meter. So plants start giving some response to salt stress, and then their yields start decrease here. And then at this point is C50, known as a 50% yield decrease happens around 11.2 decimens per meter. And this Shannon and Grieve already mentioned that germination decreased 50% at around 11.82. Jumping from the plangland to the plangland, is similar results have been found, but again, this is the control. We get the highest plant length on this, and these are gradually decreased with the salinity and drought, but the salt effect is more clear as compared to the drought. And dry weight and plant diameter doesn't make much. I mean, the results were not statistically significant, but you can see that dry weight also decreased with salinity, but not much with drought. This is suggesting that the yield effects were partly due to the differences in plant water content among all treatments. And here I put all the graphs together. This is photosynthesis ratio, stomal conductance, and transpiration of the cilantro plant under different level of drought and salinity stress. So here you can see that salinity doesn't make much effect on photosynthesis, but with drought and salinity together is high. And here you can see only drought when you just see the no salt, the S1 bars, but different drought levels, you see that the photosynthesis decrease, but not as much as in salinity. Here it is very different, the stomal conductance, the sharp decline can be seen in the salinity results. Here, transpiration data is also similar. So the salinity makes more effect on stomal conductance and transpiration, not as much as on photosynthesis. And I calculate irrigation motor use efficiencies as a unit water used for production of kilogram plant per square meter. This is an indicator to show how plant is doing under drought stress. It's a kind of it expressed how drought tolerant the plant is. So you can see with the drought levels increased, we under non-saline stress, the water use, irrigation water use efficiency increased. But when you see the salinity effect, I mean under salinity, or when you check the salt salinity bars, there is not much effect. And at the end, when they come together, you see that what plant is not really able to, tolerate the stress levels. And as a conclusion, the results show that the cilantro yield response to salt and water stress was different. Cilantro yield decreased more drastically with salinity as compared to drought. And drought and salinity treatments affect fresh weight more strongly than dry weight, suggesting that yield effects were partly due to the differences in plant water content among treatments. Severe drought stress reduced yield by 30%, and high salt application reduced yield by 45% as compared to control treatment, while their combination decreased yield by 70%, as I mentioned earlier. Result of this study showed that interactive effects of salinity and drought together on cilantro growth were additive as compared to their individual stress. Yeah, and that's all that I want to share with you. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Did you, by chance, I know you didn't quite want to consume data, but by chance, did you sample any of the different cilantros? Taste them?
No, we haven't tasted them. No. I don't know if I understand the... I don't think. It's because it's already strong taste, no? It's already very strong. So I don't think that with my tongue, I will see any differences. But we didn't, unfortunately.
All right,
so
you say line water in a
grounded
environment because your dry
weight
will roughly.
I didn't hear you well. You hear that?
He was suggesting that perhaps it could be used for growing dry herbs, fresh herbs. Right, so it seems like if you were producing fresh cilantro, then it would definitely be problematic.
All right.
But if it was the final product was for dry herbs,
you are right. The idea is to get into the best scenario as compared to the enzyme activities and then all the antioxidant activities. But you are right. If it's fresh, it makes difference. But if it's dry, it doesn't make much difference. And the dry also, it is used in the kitchen, I guess. We don't use it. But I see that in the culinary world, they use it. So we use it fresh in Turkey.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. I don't think that I understand. I hear it again.
You could maybe use the saline water for producing coriander.
Ah, I see. But there was a reduction in the yield, so how it will be possible to produce more seeds, all right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it's maybe it looks like more drought tolerant than salt tolerant. So if we have two options, I will probably go to the using less water instead of using saline water. So I think this is a better scenario, even for seed production, I guess.
Could you join me in giving yourself another round of applause, please?
Thank you.
All right, that's it. Have a great evening.